Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Coming up later, the meeting you need to go to if you enjoy walking, cycling or riding your horse on a public right-of-way. But first, when Charlotte Hussey from the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust got in touch to say that she'd got a challenge for me, I wasn't sure if I should be worried. My head for heights isn't great. Just the thought of a parachute jump makes me wobbly. And in fact, I don't even really like going fast on my bicycle. So, well, I was quite pleased to find that it wasn't really that kind of challenge that she had in mind. Hear what she had to say. So then, Charlotte, what do you have in store for me then? What is this challenge?
Well, Amanda, we would like you to do something wild every day for the month of June.
Right. OK, so wild as in wild partying or wild... what kind of thing is wild then?
Wild as in the outside, the natural world.
OK, OK. Well, I think I quite like the sound of that. Can you give me some examples of what you had in mind?
Absolutely. So you could just have breakfast in the garden in the morning, just sort of wake up your day with a bit of nature.
Oh, yeah, I could go for that. Yeah, go on, then carry on, liking this.
You could dance in the rain.
Right.
You could camp under the stars.
Right, yes, yeah, yeah. That. I mean, they all sound nice, but I would say, Charlotte, I'm quite busy. So is everything going to take a long time or are there some sort of nice little things that you could suggest?
Definitely not. We would really encourage you to do a lot of little things so you can make it sustainable and see how you can bring nature into your life going forward. So you could even just have a cup of tea made with natural ingredients and that would count as well.
Right. OK. Oh, well, that sounds nice. OK, Charlotte. So I'll come clean here. This is part of a whole big thing, isn't it? So tell us what the wild thing's all about.
It is. The Wildlife Trusts across the country are running the 30 Days Wild campaign and asking people across Britain to get involved with this, doing something wild every day for the month of June.
Right. OK, then. And I'm looking forward to taking part in that, which sounds really good. And I'm looking forward to sharing this with everybody out there as well. You know, this could be something really nice we can all share, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, we really want to pull people together, see how much nature can benefit you.
Yeah, lovely. OK, so for the whole month of June, 30 things, thinking of something for each day. I presume you don't want us to do the same thing every day.
No, it would be good to get a little bit of variety in there.
I mean, you've given us a few ideas, but is there any more inspiration that we can get?
Definitely. As soon as you sign up, you will get sent a pack and it will have random acts of wildness in it. You'll also get a wall chart so you can record what you've done and also plan out your future days.
Right, lovely. Well, that sounds like lots of fun, but is there anything a little bit more serious behind this?
As the Wildlife Trusts, we do care for natural places, and the more that people care for those natural places, the better the environment will be. So we're not asking you to do anything specific in that way at the moment. We'd like you to care about nature.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. Just by, can't really care about something if we don't see it from day to day. Or I suppose, yeah, even just things, as you say, like drawing a flower, it just makes us look, doesn't it?
Definitely. It works both ways. If we look after nature, nature will look after us as well.
Yeah, yeah. And how about the idea that actually just looking at nature and spending time in nature actually benefits us as well, doesn't it?
It does. There's a lot of calm to be drawn from nature. I think we've all had those days where we just say, oh, I need to get out and go for a walk. I need to get some air. As soon as you get out, you do disconnect from your busy lives and it's really nice to make that connection.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm quite looking forward to these things, but I'm thinking actually that this could be quite good if you've got kids or something like that. If you've got anything aimed at, I don't know, schools perhaps?
Definitely. We've got a school-specific pack, so classes can actually sign up to do this. Teachers do get outside every now and again for PE, for various lessons, but it's nice just to have those few minutes each day and have it continuously flowing.
Yeah, that does sound like a nice idea. Just, as you say, just a few minutes just spent outside with the class could be quite calming, couldn't it, actually, if things are getting a bit tense in the classroom, particularly with, I don't know, with SATs at this time of year or exams or whatever. So, yeah, a great plan. And how about, I'm thinking, other tense situations, perhaps it's tense board meetings, you know, in the tense business world. How about for businesses? Do you have anything for them?
We do. New this year, we actually have business packs as well. They get an extra sort of pack of selfie props as well, so they can share what they're doing with other businesses.
Right, yeah.
And I think in schools and businesses, everyone can pitch in. They can all put in those ideas, and it's a really nice creative outlet.
Yeah, Yes, yeah. I suppose one thing I'm thinking, though, is that I'm thinking perhaps, say, for instance, you work in a shop in the city centre. There's not so much wild stuff close to you, is there? Would it still be possible to take part in that situation?
I would say it is. I've worked in a shop in the past, and there's always green spaces in London to be found if you go and look for them. But even if you can't make it out that day, you can also just look at the sky, appreciate a bird, take a photo on your phone even. You don't have to have fancy equipment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. So, say we are interested in this and we would like to take part. What do we do to sign up then and get all these fantastic resources you've spoken about?
So if you go to wildlifetrusts.org/30daywild, you'll be able to sign up there. You can pick individual school or business, and you will also get your pack sent to you, as well as lots of emails from your local wildlife trust to encourage you along the way and give you more ideas.
Fantastic. Well, I'll be sharing what I'm doing on our Twitter account. Will you be taking part, Charlotte?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Okay, so we'll be looking to see what you're doing as well. Brilliant. Well, can't wait. So that's all the way through June, isn't it? So we've got a little bit of time to get our thinking caps on and work out where we're going to be eating our breakfast or whatever under the stars. So lovely. Charlotte, thank you very much indeed for bringing that to our attention. And we're looking forward to it.
Thank you. Can't wait to see your progress.
Thank you. And there I was talking to Charlotte Hussey from the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. And as I said, I'll be sharing my random acts of wildness all through June on the Environment Matters Twitter account, which is @RV_environment. And of course, you can find all the information about that and other things on the Environment page of the Radio Verulam website. Now, I had a wonderful walk at the weekend. We walked up to the north of St Albans on footpath through the buttercups and the hedge parsley, and there were lots of other people doing just the same. And I suppose we take rights away for granted a bit, don't we? Even just cycling over here to the studio, I used a handy little cut through to take me off the road and to shorten my journey. Now, St Albans Cycle Campaign are inviting you to a public meeting which is focusing on these rights of way. Rona Whiteman of St Albans Cycle Campaign came along to tell me some more. St Albans Cycle Campaign decide to focus their public meeting on rights of way.
Well, it's something that's come out of the St Albans Access Forum, which is a gathering of walkers, equestrians and cyclists who look at access issues as they affect us all and work together. It's really good, the sort of work they do together on access issues. And the speaker, Phil Escrit, is highly regarded for his extensive knowledge of rights of way, all about them really. And one of the things we have in St Albans district, it's not all urban. You know, you see things like lots of infrastructure in London for cycling. It's all urban.
Yeah.
But here we have urban and rural.
Well, I was just about to say, because, you know, when I think about rights of way, I initially think about sort of right to roam over great, you know, great fields or moorlands or something. But then, on the other hand, it's like little ginnels at the end of the street to get
it
down here, isn't it? Very different issues here.
Well, as towns have spread outwards, of course, they've taken up what was a path across a field is now a path through a housing estate.
Oh, yeah, so I'd not really thought about that, but yeah, yes. So I suppose they, you know, whilst these things seem very dissimilar, they probably have a lot of similar things in common. So tell us, so that the speaker, Phil, what's his position? What does he do as a day job, I suppose?
Well, I don't know what he does as a day job, actually. I just know him by reputation as somebody who's very, very knowledgeable about rights of way, about the legislation, about just about how they are protected, how they are improved, extended. And one of the things that's coming up is there has been some legislation which is affecting rights of way.
All right, OK. Do we know in what way this is likely to happen, or is this the whole point of the meeting? We'll find out then.
Definitely find out then, because we need everybody to kind of pitch in. But 2026 is the date, and it's to do with the way rights of way were defined. Last century now, I can say. That's how we have the definitions of rights of way. And this new legislation is going to kind of fix the rights of way. So some of them have possibly been miscategorised when they were first set out as formal, legal, definitive rights of way. So
right.
It's examining to make sure that we have them all categorised correctly. And there's a cut-off date for doing this, which is 2026.
So I'm supposing that we have the potential here for perhaps losing rights of way if we've not perhaps used them for a while, haven't spotted that they're there. Is this what we're looking for?
That would be very much a concern.
Right. OK. Do you know if this kind of thing is happening around St Albans, or are we all, frankly, trampling around every place we can do?
Well, I'm not the committee member that goes to the Access Forum. You'd have to speak to one of the others for the real nitty-gritty of how things are going locally. But I know Hertfordshire County Council is very good on rights of way.
Yes.
And they're very happy to work with the Access Forum. Obviously, that's our district. There's the rest of the county.
Yeah.
So I don't know how things are going on elsewhere in the county.
Yeah. But I suppose that they probably, you know, need... people out there, you know, who are going round and about sort of seeing things and making sure that what's happening on the ground is the same as what they think is happening.
Yes, and there's a lot of walkers, there's a lot of cyclists, and there's a lot of equestrians out there using all these routes.
Yeah.
And some of them, of course, have been cut off for various reasons.
Mm.
So it's sort of saying, why does that route stop there? It shouldn't stop there. And it can be looking at old maps and finding out that actually it should continue there, so we can now say that and get that recorded, and then that route is preserved,
yeah,
and is there for us to use.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Which is important, like you say, access to our countryside, access around our towns. It's,
Exercise in the environment is very, very good for our health, both our physical and our mental health.
Yeah.
But it's also a network of routes to get places, and if you're riding a horse places, you'd rather do that traffic-free using bridleways.
We'd all rather be traffic-free, wouldn't we? I mean, let's face it, if you're just going for a nice walk, it's much nicer to go off a road. A lot of mountain bikers round here making use of the bridleway network as well. So, yeah,
indeed,
it's all very much appreciated. And, yes, I suppose we'll all want to do what we can to protect those rights of way. So you've said, even though this is the cycle campaign that is running this meeting, this isn't just for cyclists, is it?
Well, I do know that Phil has prepared his talk especially to sort of look at cycling aspects. So he has skewed it for cycling.
Right. Okay. But it's of course.
But
wider
It is a wider. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Okay. So where and when?
It's at Marlborough Road Methodist Church, which
right.
is quite near the centre of St Albans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's on Thursday, the 25th of May.
Yep.
And it starts at 7:30 p.m.
Fantastic. And it's also the St Albans Cycle Campaign AGM, but that's not a large part of the evening, I understand?
It's not a large part of the evening. We're very efficient at AGMs, and so certainly we have a track record of the AGM being short, stimulating, and then we get on to the rest of the evening.
Fantastic. OK, and whilst you're here then, Rona, there's two more things. And St Albans Cycle Campaign, if you were to go along to the meeting, and this is also the AGM, it might be a time you might like to join up. Why would you want to join?
To help improving conditions in St Albans for cycling, basically. We work with the council, we campaign, and we've certainly seen improvements. We sort of ask nicely for things and we get things done.
Oh, okay, so you're a polite group of people.
Well,
you're not rampant activists in a sort of like a violent sense of the word. But you're just gently trying to do the right thing to make things better for cyclists.
Well, definitely. I mean, we sometimes have to be sort of quite firm in what we say. But I think we've achieved quite a lot down the years.
Excellent. That's good. And then the second thing, I've noticed that you're wearing your very new looking St Albans Charity Cycle Ride t-shirt there. We spoke to Christine from the Rotary Club, who told us all about what a wonderful day it was going to be. Was she right?
It was fantastic. Believe it or not, it was the first time I have actually ridden the ride, and I've known it by reputation as being a really, really superb event.
Yep.
Very well organised, very friendly, and so it proved.
Yep.
Really enjoyed my day out.
Lovely. That's very good. And you had a little team of people cycling there?
We did. Team Fabulous.
And how did they all get on? Did they enjoy it too?
They enjoyed it too, yes.
Yep. They didn't have sore bums at the end of the day? They weren't going, "We're never cycling with you, Rona, ever again"?
No, I'm not in charge of Team Fabulous. And they didn't tell me whether their posteriors were hurting. They did say they would like to do it again next year. So,
well,
yeah.
I suppose the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and that sounds like a recommendation, doesn't it?
Yep.
Lovely. Well, from the big smile in your face, and I think the big smiles on their faces as well. I think
it was a super day out.
Wonderful.
Really good.
So get in your diary for next year. It's always pretty much the same time in May, isn't it?
It is.
One to look forward to. Excellent. And in the meantime, there's the St. Albans Cycle Campaign meeting, which I'll make sure all the information goes on the Radio Verulam website. Rona, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.
For coming and explaining all that to us. I was talking there to Rona Whiteman from St. Albans Cycle Campaign. So just a few things that you might be interested in. In case you haven't heard, there's a consultation about the future of the WIC. That's the bit of woodland and grassland between Marshall's Drive and Sandpit Lane. So the council has prepared a draft green space action plan, and it's a guide to the management of the site over the next 5 years until 2022. And the council would like to know what you think about the plans. Now, the consultation period has been extended until Wednesday the 31st of May, as there's been a little bit of controversy about some of the issues like removing some trees and putting hard surfacing on some of the paths. So you might like to take a look at that. You can go to the council website, but I'll make sure the information is on the environment pages of the Radio Verulam website. Don't forget about the Better World hustings that we heard about last week. Make sure it's in your diary. That's on Friday, the 2nd of June. It's at Trinity Church in St Albans, and it starts at 7:30, and it's your opportunity to put your questions on the environment and justice to all of the prospective parliamentary candidates for St Albans. Also, you might be interested in a solitary bee walk that the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust are running. You don't have to be solitary, it's the bees that are solitary, and that's at Albury Narrows on Sunday between 11 and 2, and you can book that on the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. Sounds like a really interesting thing that does, actually, and something a lot of us don't know much about, so well worth looking into. Anyway, do take a look at the environment pages of the Radio Verulam website for all the information about the show. You can also listen to the podcast there. Next week, why the United Nations needs to go back to the drawing board on its soil carbon budgets. Until the same time next week, thank you for listening.